The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's. That's right. Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. Ha, 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 ha. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. As soon as he can come back, I'll be so happy. I'll be happy if it's before the end of the show. I'll be happy if it's before I make my drive home. I'll be happy before it's the end of the week. Come, Lord Jesus. That's what we should all be saying. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because unbelievably, I made it in on time, even though I was running, about 45 minutes later. That's why. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes. And I'm going to explain that. Your phone calls and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. We think we'll be on AM radio today. And we don't care, but because for the next few minutes, I want to talk truth with you regardless. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thing right here, uh-oh. I remember when I wrote this down how I was thinking, ooh. Here you go. Which area in our Christian lives, which area in our lives do we need to have more of a stop worrying mindset in? What area in life do we need to stop worrying in our minds about? What do we need to let go? That's the question. And if you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We do consider that to be sad. We want you to reach out and give us a call. I will let people know that yesterday we were down on the AM dial for a while. We are back up now. Thank you for all the phone calls. I did not get back to everybody because that's a lot of calls to return. Thank you for people who called in who's never called in before just to let us know we were down. We are back up. We are live. Everybody can hear us, we hope. And if you ever have that problem, you can always go to our website or use the app. That's always helpful as well. But in the meantime, if you want to reach out to us, two or three great ways to do it. Actually, the fourth way is fun, but it won't be effective. The first way is to call us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can call 972-445-0770 because at that point in your life, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like feeling confident that you have done your very best.
Aww. Thank you, David. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, my friend. As you can tell, I was arriving late. I actually left on time. I left on time about 10 minutes to 12 and pulled in right just before 1 because I couldn't get over the bridge where we live. There was some something going on. And then you drive by. You know what's really funny about traffic? Then you drive by when there's been this thing and you're waiting for something, like it's a big construction thing or or it's something huge, or, you know, there's a meteor that fell and landed right in the middle. And it's like there's a mop or a boot. And you're just like going, what was that all about? And nobody ever knows.
Yep, you finally get past it and you see what it was and you're like, That's what's been stopping me?
In California, by the way, that when that happens, so I'm just saying this for the people in San Diego. You guys know this is true. People do that when it's raining. They go, what is that thing from the sky? Okay, anyway. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is you can call us. You can also text us, 214-210-8483. So if you're in San Diego, it's 1136. If you're in Denver, 1236. Here in Dallas, 136. In Detroit, 236. Simple stuff. I don't know what it is on a submarine because I don't know where the submarine is. You can text us at 214-210-8486. Professional voice now, almost. Here we go.
214-210-8483. You said 86.
I did say 86, didn't I? Wow. You know,
it's not professional radio.
I just want to say this real quickly. I went to get my tea, and I was just telling Jacob this. A brand new box of tea. I drink tea during every show. Every tea bag was broken. Every one. Not even brand new. Every one. Like somebody took them and then took a knife and went chop, 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 and then put them in the bag and then re-cellophane the whole thing. That's how it's been going.
Are you not drinking tea today?
Oh, no, I'm drinking it. Just floating all around. Bottom line, so if you call us, 972-445-0770. If you text us, 214-210-8483. Or if you send an email, david@hemustincrease.org, that's another way to get in touch with us. You can use a paper airplane, but it usually doesn't get through the door. I'm just as far as I know. On Monday, we'll be at a five-year special. We are doing a special. And I'm just telling you now, we're giving away prizes we haven't given away before for our trivia.
A new car.
Yeah, that's right. It's a matchbox just for your finger. No.
A little toy car.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a wind-up car. No. Anyway, so we're going to do some cool stuff like that on Monday. Monday's going to be a fun day. Okay, I got some. I'm teaching the original first thing I taught on the very first show in San Diego, plus the original things I taught on this show, on the first show, plus some other things, and it should be a lot of fun. So that's for Monday coming up, a very special Monday, five-year anniversary. Also, don't forget, we're praying about whether we're going to do Isaiah, 1 Samuel, or 3 John as an additional study to Revelation. So keep that in mind. We would appreciate that. In the meantime, I want to get into the Word, and I want to dive into it because this is really a phenomenal portion, and I just want to do it justice, which, of course, I never will, but I will do my best to share it with you. Here's what it says. Out of Psalm 50, I'm going to ramp up so I can get to, basically, to get to verse 3, 4, and 5 on this. But Psalm 50, it says, "The Mighty One, God the Lord, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to its going down. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God will shine forth. Our God shall come and not keep silent. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very temptuous all around. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth that he may judge his people." Let me say something that's really important. I really want you to hear this. It's superbly important. I had a discussion with my son. I love my son. My son is a totally cool kid, right? Has his moments, right? But he's really been learning to be sensitive to the Lord, more so now than ever before in his life. And he learned, listen to what he learned. He learned that sometimes he shuts down the Lord because of his attitude and his mood. So I'm driving and I'm talking to him on the phone, using my headset, by the way. And so I said, "So how's it going?" He said, "Well, the Lord showed me something. He showed me that my bad attitude and my bad disposition was blocking me from enjoying a Christian concert, because I was having an anger issue about something. And he said, as soon as I told the Lord I'm sorry and I let it go and lifted it up to him, he said, then I could just tell the Lord was everywhere and all around. This is why I'm so excited to teach this to you, because listen to what the text says. Verse 3 in Psalm 50 says, our God shall not keep silent. If you're not hearing God, it's much more likely that we're not listening in all the right places, or we're shutting the avenues down. You can always hear the Lord between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21, and everything in his word is true. But if we're not listening, if we're asking God to talk to us only in our methodology, if we're having an attitude problem, if we're hanging on to our frustration, our worry, our fears, our sins, and then we say we can't hear the Lord, it's because we're taking mud and throwing it in the pipeline between us and heaven, and then we're just saying, I can't hear you, as we throw more mud into the pipeline and clog it up. Because God speaks. I just want to make sure you understand this. I don't want you to miss this. In creation itself, God is hollering to the world, I am here. At nighttime, when you look up, God is screaming to you, I am in charge. When you see the sun rise, God is saying, hello, I've given you another day. Isn't that powerful? The Lord is continually speaking. What's so amazing, again, when God spoke, the Father spoke over the Son, saying, this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. People thought it was something else. People think that God, you know, it's thunder, it's this, is that we've got to learn to discern and to listen, and we've got to be aware. Oh, my. We have to be aware that our attitude is like putting wax in our spiritual ears. And the Lord's going, knock, 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 and we can't even hear the knock, knock. Oh, my. Oh, we have to do better than that. Why? Because our God, he is not silent. Our God is coming, and he is not silent. He has something to say. Do we have the right spirit to listen? Ooh. All right. We do have somebody on the line. We want to give them a chance to reach in and to talk to us. Send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. Good afternoon, Sergio.
Hello, Sergio. Hey, I don't know if you were able to hear that on the phone, but that was a lot of fun. I don't know.
It was, and you know what? You're gonna your audience is gonna think that you paid me to call in to ask you this. But I think this is a good segue. That's about my inquiry.
Okay, fire away.
So I just recently bought a book because I think I told you I'm still reading in Exodus, and I'm just like thirsty and hungry. And I bought another book by the name of The Pursuit of God, A.W. Tozer.
Yep. Love it.
And so I was listening to your segment there, and I was like, sounds like me. Like, I can't get enough. Every day, wakes up. I wake up in the morning, and God is talking. My question to you, David, is, since obviously you're way ahead of me in regards to reading about this subject and about living a Christ-like life, what other books do you recommend? You can even email them. Email me the titles if necessary. But what other books are on the top of your head that just, quench thirst to get more, aside from the Bible, obviously?
Thank you
so much, David. Enjoy the weather. It's so beautiful. Thank you so much for all you do, and I'll listen offline.
All right, you got it. Excellent. So what he's asking is another brilliant question. This is what I love. I love when Sergio calls because he doesn't even know when he's calling and it's going to connect in or how it connects. So here I was just talking 5 full minutes on hearing God, hearing God. So there's no better way to hear God than the Bible. We already know that. That's its written word. I mean, if God creates the universe, the dude can write a book. We're not having any question there. The other way to do that is, of course, to be more sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. So the books that other people write, including myself, are not ever, 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 ever on the same plane. Okay, we just already know that. There's nothing to say. But that doesn't mean that there's not great blessing or great encouragement or great comfort in them. And so along with that, he just mentioned The Pursuit of God from A.W. Tozer, one of my top 5 books, just so you can know. Because one thing Tozer does is he really hones in on the deer panting after the water brook, that's how our spirit, that's how our hearts should hunger and thirst for the Lord. Okay, because you can't, there's no way to beat that. It's like, wow, that's so great. Absolutely one of the top books, okay? But I'm going to give you a couple other ones, and they're gonna surprise you a little. Okay, they're going to like, what, really, right? All right, so we know Josh McDowell, and actually Eric just put that, Josh McDowell's Evidence That Demands a Verdict, or More Than a Carpenter is another. I mean, any book that by Josh McDowell is great because it's theologically astute. But don't stop there. I'm going to tell you the hardest book you will ever read in your life. And it's so easy to read. It's such a challenge. It's called A Tale of Three Kings by Gene Edwards. It's a goofy little book about brokenness, and it is so powerful. It will just be, you'll be like, what? I mean, I've read that book probably 8 times, 9 times. It's just so good because it challenges me on a regular basis. Big theological treaty wise, like big theology, Dave. Larry Hart, H-A-R-T, Truths Aflame. He's a Bapticostal who's at ORU now, but got his degrees in, just like I did, got my doctorate at Liberty. He got his doctorate and his master's at different places. He's just a true Bapticostal, does a really good job of soft explaining theological concepts. So I love it. It's called Truth Aflame, A-F-L-A-M-E, Larry Hart, H-A-R-T. So that's another one. And all these are available like all over the place. So I'm just kind of giving you different books that, you know, really impacted my mind, really affected my heart. I happen to like a lot of books. Like I like some of the Wimber's book, Power Evangelism, is a great book. Just really, you know, I don't die for it, but it's just a great book. He did a great job making a simple presentation, talking about the power of God going alongside the gospel. So that's another book. And I could keep going and going. I mean, there's so many. Here's what I would do. If you have a particular direction that you're looking to go into, devotional, theology, Christian growth, you are always welcome to email me or text me and say, hey, I'm looking to get further in this particular area. What would you suggest? Because I would say if you're looking to really draw in to the Lord close-wise, The Pursuit of God by Tozer is just one of the best books ever. Now, there's many, many other books. I'm just giving them off the top of my head, so don't get mad at me if I didn't list the book that you like, okay? Because I have over 2,800 books in my electric library, and then I have probably 1,000. Is it 1,000? Nah. It's probably more like 600 physical books, which is really a bummer whenever we move. I'm just saying. So my point is, I love all these stuff. They're great. I also like things like Power to Praise by Merlin Carruthers. He's not the best theologian, but he brings up a great case about not being a whiner. It's like, and I read it and I go, uh-oh. That's how I feel. Like, yeah, I need to do a little better job. So, you know, Power to Praise by Merlin Carruthers, another excellent book. Pursuit of God, excellent book, like I said. Truth of Flame, excellent book. A Tale of Three Kings will flip your life. It'll change your life completely because you have to let go. And that's what the book challenges you to do. And it does it so poetic how he does it. It's just Gene Edwards, one of my favorite writers. And these are all these books are great. Anything by Josh McDowell, theology-wise, is going to be phenomenal, as you know. More Than a Carpenter, Evidence That Demands a Verdict. All of these books are just great. But if you have something you're really hungry for, let me know. Now, Eric is being nice and just put in there, don't forget The Jewish Christian by David Spoon. It has just been re-released, and it is less any flaws, except they did the wrong color on the cover. That's a whole separate issue. Anyway, the book is really good to go if you want to really understand the basics of following hard after the Lord. That's it, okay? It was a great question, Sergio. A great question, so thank you. All right, let's do our triv because we can't forget that. I hope people thought that was beneficial. It's just my opinion. I'm not any smarter than anybody else. It's just what I like. All right, who is this person? Who is this person? I was the son of a Greek and a Jewish believer. Who am I? I took care of the church at Ephesus. Am I Timothy, Paul, or Jude? I am the son of a Greek and a Jewish believer. Who am I? Oh, by the way, I took care of the church at Ephesus. Who am I? Am I Timothy, am I Paul, or am I Jude? That is the question. Get it? Okay. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in. I'm sorry, I'm laughing at Joanne and Cordelia's answer. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send in an email, David. At HEMUS, you know, I'm all over the place. David at HEMUSIncrease.org. That's email. Text 214-210-8483. Call 972-445-0770. Send you up to the website because I need to. Guess what? We need funds. Yay! Money! Yay! I want you to check all the stuff out on the website, HEMUSIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HEMUSIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HEMUSIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HEMUSIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HEMUSIncrease.org.
HEMUSIncrease.org.
Okay, are there any questions? Yes.
Where's the basement?
Excuse me?
Aren't we going to see the basement?
There's no basement at the Alamo.
Just remember that. There's no basement at the Alamo. I don't have enough.
I will never forget it.
Yeah, I don't have enough time on this show. I mean, I got 4 minutes left. I got to put this other thing and get this done. Such a pain. Okay. All right. Here is your question. I was the son of a Greek and a Jewish believer. Who am I? I took care of the church of Ephesus. Is it Timothy, Paul, or Jude? I can't give you a reference because that gives you the answer. You see what I'm saying? So that's not fair. If you think you know, reach out to us, 972-445-0770. This one is very specific, though, by the way, and I will give the reference when I give you the answer. 214-210-8483 is the text. And then David at HEMUSIncrease.org is the email. Let me do this last little bit on this one verse, which is really wonderful because this should just bless you. It's not even long, but it's wonderful. Verse 4, he shall call to the heavens from above and from the earth that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together to me. Verse 5 of Psalm 50. Those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Listen to verse 5, though. Gather my saints together to me. Now, here's what I want you to get. This is a preview of our reunion with the Lord. Now, whether this occurs in a rapture or whether this is the second coming visible to all, or whatever the case may be eschatologically, what this is the Lord saying and declaring, listen to this, declaring, gather my saints together. You just think that statement's coming out before you hear, doo, doo, doo. You just think, oh, that's what the Lord's going to say, that's it. The time has come. Gather my saints together. This is our hope. This is what God's going to gather his saints, his people, upon his command and his call. And we will forever be with the Lord. This is the deepest part of our hope, to spend eternity with God. And this won't be for everybody, but for those who have made a commitment to serve the Lord God Almighty, God is going to make the declaration, gather my saints together to me. Won't matter where they are. Doesn't matter where on the earth. Doesn't matter where they're in all of the universe. Everybody's coming. And at that moment, oh, the choir would really begin, right? That is such a beautiful picture of what's coming. The Lord is going to proclaim, gather my saints together. And we're all going to be there together. And that beginning moment, a phenomenal new era in eternity and in our existence will begin right then and there. Wow. Come on. That is hope. All right. I was the son of a Greek and a Jewish believer. Who am I? I took care of the church of Ephesus. Am I Timothy, Paul, or Jude? I am Timothy. Jewish mom, Greek dad. Okay, there you go. The Timothy chapter 1, verse 3. Okay, if you're in San Diego, if you're in Denver, if you're in Detroit, hang out by going to hemusincrease.org. If you're in Dallas, don't go anywhere. Taking a short break, then we'll come back.
What is the David Spoon experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? Hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here you go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away.
That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
The David Spoon Experience.
Again, Dr. Robert Jeffress. Doctor, are you there with us?
I'm here with you, David.
I'm so glad that you're here. I got to ask you this question. I get a little fiery, especially when Christians are being accused of things that are false, and that happens all the time, especially in the media. And I think if you remember our very first time we ever talked, I told you how impressed I was with you that you are able to keep your spirit steady.
Well, I appreciate that so much. You're a good friend.
I appreciate that. Here's the thing that drives me absolutely batty, which is where I need your help now. I understand this situation with Tim Tebow. He was going to do a dedication for you. He got a lot of pressure, apparently, from the media. The media accused you of being homophobic and anti-Semitic, which for me, I mean, It was. I guess when I first heard it, I was overwhelmed. First of all, anti-Semitic is a person who discriminates against or is prejudiced or hostile towards Jews. You've been on my show. Now, this is three time, and I'm as Jewish as they come.
Yeah, well, David, I mean, the charge of anti-Semitic comes from saying that everyone, including Jews, must trust in Christ in order to go to heaven. That is hardly anti-Semitic. In fact, I have a Jewish friend in New York who called me this week. She's not a Christian, but she said, I don't understand all of this. Said, I don't believe in the New Testament, but you do. You're simply saying what the New Testament says. And, you know, David, we've said before, you know, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And I remind people, Jesus was not a Southern Baptist evangelist. He was a Jewish rabbi. And yet you look at what he said, what the Apostle Paul said, the Apostle Peter. Here are the three most prominent men of the New Testament, every one of them a devout Jew, and yet they said there's one way to God, and that's through faith in Christ. That is not anti-Semitic.